Goal is in a new phase that we've not seen for maybe since the early 1970s, because it's pretty clear to us that gold is slowly coming back into the monetary system within the BRICS group of nations. The BRICS group of nations at the moment is 10 members, accounting for about 30% of global GDP. But within 3 years, probably within 2 years, that membership will be up to 40. BRICS then will be accounting for over 50% of global population and GDP. What they are planning to do, and I think the plans will accelerate this year, as I'm told that the leadership sees 2024 as the optimum year to introduce their own investment and payment system, which will be primarily based on using their own currencies through blockchain, digital technology, but using gold instead of dollars as the differential account, which is what happens at the moment between China and Russia. Russia has a very significant trade surplus, which is guaranteed by an equivalent gold value in China's central bank, the PBOC. And I think similar arrangements are very quietly being made with certain Gulf countries. The problem is that America knows this. I know it, they know it. It's not something that they will use all the tools in their box to stop this development, because it will be the start of the dollar going down a slippery slope and the loss of America's global domination. So that's really the background between as to why the risk of war is a very real one, and quite likely this year.
Wow. So, what do I do with all?
Well, I'm sorry you got me going.
No, that was scary and excellent at the same time. So let's start with two places with conflict. It doesn't seem like you believe that conflict is de-escalating, specifically in Europe, in Russia, and even in the Middle East. It seems that that is escalating.
Yeah.
And then my question is, why? And it certainly looks like the U.S. is the antagonist here, or is the one provoking, or NATO, if you would. But why? Because war, despite the good it is, I should say good is the wrong word, but despite it supporting defense stocks, war is really not good for the economy. So why is the West provoking Russia?
Survival. The answer is a simple one. The survival of the system that they've been able to dominate since World War II.
Okay.
Not prepared to negotiate a compromise between the BRICS group of nations and their own system, or the G7.
So that leads me to the next question is, it doesn't seem, correct me if I'm wrong, I would think that the bond market, the U.S. bond market, the treasuries would be the asset that they're trying to protect. But how are they going to protect the bond market and the dollar?
Well, that's a big that's the key question. And I think, excuse me, I think it's a matter of, excuse me, I've been talking too much. It's a matter of internal debate within Washington. Do we support the treasury market or do we support the dollar? And I'm not sure whether the argument has been decided yet. But let's assume that what I think is going to happen, and that there will be a war sometime this year. One of the big results financially will be Japan, with its $4.3 trillion of investments outside Japan, will want money back home. Not just the government money, but the households and institutions. Be a natural reaction. That will lead to a cascade of developments.
Okay, so that is a really interesting point, and we did not touch on is Japan's role in this equation, this calculus. I had a guest on 2 weeks ago who talked about the end of the yen carry trade. Is that what you're alluding to?
Yes.
What? That has severe implications here.
Yes.
That would end.
Yes.
That would know. Let's play that out. Is Japan the butterfly in the woods that creates the windstorm that knocks down all the trees? And
that's
is
nice
that
putting it?
Is that would take the U.S. equity markets?
I think it's one of them. And it's okay. A very important part of consequences of war starting. Europe has already been fleeing out of its own markets into America.
That's propped up the stock market, right?
Yeah. And I think that on the onset of any war, that becomes a flood into America as the supposed safe haven.
Right.
But against that, you will have Mrs. Watanabe saying, I want my money here, back in Japan.
Okay, so that happens. That is not good for U.S. equities.
Nope. But let's go down that route a little bit further. Excuse me. What we see is America, followed by Europe and many other countries, being in recession in the second half of this year. What that implies also is that early in 2025, with either the same U.S. administration or a new one, there'll be massive pump priming. Massive.
Yes.
Which then leads to the dollar falling sharply. It leads to inflation taking off, made even worse by shortages of food and energy. So prices rising very